Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m., currently 86 degrees, cloudy here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Should be getting clear overnight with a low of around 69 degrees, a calm wind. 30% chance of showers, especially tomorrow afternoon. High of around 90 degrees tomorrow with a light east wind becoming southeast at about 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. Partly cloudy Thursday night with a low of 72, and we should see a front coming through on Friday with a chance of showers, a 60% chance, and getting down to somewhere around 58 degrees on Friday evening. So we should have a pleasant weekend here in Lafayette for Festival Zacarias et Creole. We're going to start this hour. Judith Merriweather will join us later on in the hour with a rundown of the events calendar. Our music begins with a performance by the SWR Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Vaclav Neumann. They perform Leos Janáček's Sinfonietta, Opus 60 for Orchestra, the Military Sinfonietta.
Thank you. Thank you.
Leosiana Czech's Sinfonietta Opus 60, performed by the SWR Symphony Orchestra, Vaclav Neumann, conductor. 25 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Next up, Leonard Slatkin conducting the St. Louis Symphony in a performance of Charles Ives' Symphony No. 3, The Camp Meeting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Leonard Slatkin with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and a performance of Charles Ives' Symphony No. 3, The Camp Meeting. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock.
Now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. At the Hilliard University Art Museum this evening, exhibits are on display until 8 o'clock. If you're not able to see them during the day and you haven't yet seen some of the new fall exhibits, it's open till 8. As well, there's a creative conversation program tonight titled Printing Done Right, An Evening with Jeffrey Lush. That's from 6 until 8. All are invited to attend. And, of course, this evening, I guess on our roster of cultural events, the university would like to let you know that there is a UL football game this evening, 7 o'clock. They are playing against Appalachian State, and that will be at Cajun Field. Again, all are invited to go. That's, again, tonight, 7 o'clock. You can find out more by going to the UL website. Tomorrow night, the UL Lafayette Deep South Writers Reading Series will present Rodrigo Toscano. He'll give a poetry reading tomorrow at 7. That will be in the Oil Center at Achilles Print Studio. For more information, you can stop by the English Department website or Facebook page, or you could just attend tomorrow evening. And the 20th Annual Women Who Mean Business Awards will take place tomorrow at 6 o'clock. You can find out more by going to the United Way of Acadiana's website, and also there is a Facebook page. Check out the page of Women United. Books from the Bayou is a collaborative effort between the Gaines Center, the Center for Louisiana Studies, the UL English Department, and the Lafayette Public Library. It's a book and film club. They meet once a month to discuss new texts or dig deeper into favorite ones. Tomorrow evening, there will be a showing of Anne Rice's story, the interview with a vampire. That will be shown at 6 o'clock at the main branch of the Lafayette Public Library. Also tomorrow evening, Atchafalaya Basin Keeper will celebrate their 15th anniversary. That will be in Baton Rouge at the Hilton Capital Center. It starts at 5:30. Atchafalaya Basin Keeper celebrates 15 years of working to preserve the Atchafalaya Basin. The keynote speech is from Bobby Kennedy Jr., and music will be provided by Drew Landry. For information on tickets, the website is basinkeeper.org/events. The UL Press is releasing a new book tomorrow by Ashley Wilson Michaud. The book is titled Aux Malheureuses, French Writings by Louisiana Women. You can find out more about it by going to the UL Press. There will be information on the book as well as the release party, which will be tomorrow night in downtown Lafayette at Rev. And another one of their books, just about Warren Storm, a wonderful book that was put together by Yvette Landry. There are quite a number of activities surrounding its release, and all of these books will be a part of the Kiosque des Auteurs this weekend at Festivals Acadien et Créole. The UL Press is in charge of putting together a booth of authors and books, and the authors will be there at various times to sign books, talk about their books. Ashley Michaud will be there. Also, Yvette Landry will be there, and many, many other authors published by the UL Press. The booth will be set up Saturday and Sunday at the festival. The UL Press and Center for Louisiana Studies are also involved in the annual symposium. This year, the symposium is celebrating Les Femmes. It is the general theme of the festival this year. The symposium will be Friday at the Hilliard University Art Museum in the A. Hayes-Town building from 9 a.m. until 4:30, and all are invited to attend that symposium. Lots of interesting sessions. You can find out more by going to the Center for Louisiana Studies or the festival's Acadia website, and they will have a complete listing of talks and presentations during the symposium. You can just show up at 9 o'clock or show up for any of the events space. If space is there, you're welcome to attend any of those sessions. Also, festival will kick off with music on Friday and continue throughout the weekend. They have a listing of all musicians on their website. Of course, you can find the guide around town and at the festival as well. Also happening this week in Lake Charles, Axe Theater will open On Stage, an adaptation of the Paramount Pictures film, the screenplay by Jonathan Lynn, Clue On Stage. That will open at the Axe Theater, which is on Reed Street in Lake Charles. For further information, you can stop by their website, axetheater.com. Also, the Louisiana Choral Foundation in Lake Charles will have its fall concert this weekend. There will be a performance on Friday and then on Sunday. The concert is the music of Andre Thomas. You can find out more by going to the Louisiana Choral Foundation's Facebook page. The Louisiana Orphan Train Museum will have an open house, a 10th year anniversary open house, this Saturday, October 12th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. That will be at the Louisiana Orphan Train Museum on South Academy Street in Opelousas. You can find out more by going to the web or on their Facebook page. And there will be a poetry reading by three local poets, Kimberly Ann Sothick, J. Bruce Fuller, and Elizabeth Burke. All three will be reading, and that will be on Tuesday, October 15th at 6:30 p.m. at 2116 Johnston Street at Alexander Books. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org. You can click on the schedule button, or you can listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. And you can support KRVS easily. Click the red donate button in the upper right-hand corner. KRVS's fall fundraiser runs October 18th through through the 27th. Many of you have received renewal cards, reminder cards in the mail. You can slip that back through the mail, or when you get the card, you can just go to the web, krvs.org, and make your contribution securely on our website. Thanks to all of you who have renewed so far this fall. We really appreciate that. And those of you already becoming new members, but you can do that at any time, any day, any hour at krvs.org. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
Get on your telephone and call somebody and tell them the Zydeco Stomp is on KRVS. Hi, I'm Herman Fuselier, inviting you to join me Saturdays from noon to 3 for the best in Zydeco blues and R&B on the Zydeco Stomp. You'll hear Gino Delafosse, Keith Frank, Travis Mott, Chris Ardoin, Bobby Blue Bland, B.B. King, Aretha Franklin, and you never know who may show up for the party. Barbecue and drink a few on the Zydeco Stomp from noon to 3 Saturdays only on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Dan Phillips here, inviting you to Funkify Your Life, a weekly mix of vintage and more recent groove music from or connected to New Orleans and the greater Gulf South. Thursdays at 1 p.m. and Friday nights at 9 on listener-supported public media, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, and KRVS.org.